Kurds in northern Iraq are celebrating after yesterday's independence vote, but their neighbors are reacting with anger and threats. The U.S. also isn't pleased. The State Department called the decision to hold the controversial vote deeply disappointing. Joining us now from Erbil in northern Iraq in the Kurdish part of the country is NPR's Jane Arraf. Jane, the results aren't official yet, but if the Kurds did vote for independence, what does that actually mean?
Well, it seems pretty clear there actually was a resounding yes, because almost every Kurd that any of us have talked to have said that they would vote yes even if they didn't agree with the timing of this. So it's expected to be overwhelmingly a yes vote, and it doesn't have clear implications. It's not binding, but what it does do, what the Kurdish government intends it to do, is give them a mandate so that they can go to Iraq and say, look, our people overwhelmingly want independence. And they also intend to say, more controversially, people in the disputed territories now controlled by Kurdish forces also want independence. So nothing binding, but really it's a mandate.
And let's talk about the reaction to it, starting with Turkey. What are they saying?
They are hugely upset, as are all of Iraq's neighbors. And I guess part of the reason why they're so upset is they all warned the Kurdistan region not to do this. So the fact that it went ahead and did it anyway sort of speaks volumes. Now, the Kurdish president Masoud Barzani gave a press conference just the evening before the referendum, and he essentially said he thought that all of this opposition would kind of go away on its own. Well, that remains to be seen. Right now, Turkey is threatening both economic sanctions. It says the Kurds will go hungry. It's threatening military maneuvers. It's doing joint exercises with Iraqi forces along the border. Iran is also doing exercises, and both of them are saying that they might close their borders. But certainly in the case of Turkey, that would hurt Turkey's economy as well.
What about the reaction in Baghdad? What are the Iraqi officials saying about this vote?
They are absolutely furious. So it ranges from Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, who also warned the Kurds not to go ahead with this, who has said repeatedly since the Kurds went out to vote that this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and he is not going to sit down to negotiate. He says that's just not going to happen. And then it goes into Iraqi parliament, and parliament has passed a vote that calls for all sorts of measures, all the way from firing civil servants who voted, to sending troops to the border regions, to closing its own de facto borders, all sorts of measures in there. But again, that may just be talk. And just because the Iraqi parliament says it wants to do something certainly doesn't mean that it gets done.
And we mentioned the U.S. response, the State Department deeply disappointed, but it also said the historic relationship between the U.S. and the Kurds won't change. Right now, that relationship includes the Kurds playing a major role in the fight against ISIS. Does this vote threaten that alliance?
Well, on the surface, it does threaten the alliance, because one of the cornerstones of U.S. policy has been that Iraq remains intact. It has made that clear ever since it toppled Saddam Hussein in 2003. But the fact is that the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, and the Kurdistan government here are key partners with the U.S. in this fight against ISIS. It was Kurdish troops that stood up to ISIS in a lot of places in northern Iraq when the Iraqi army melted away. Now, the Iraqi army was reconstituted in a sense, and they have come back. And they've fought, and they have suffered a lot of losses, and they have driven ISIS out. But in those early days, when ISIS was a serious threat, it was purely Kurdish forces that were fighting them in a lot of places. So this isn't expected to permanently alter that alliance, but it does complicate things. And part of the reason that the U.S. is so concerned is it feels that as this dispute develops between Baghdad and Erbil, that also diverts attention away from fighting ISIS. The other reason, very quickly, is that the Kurds are basically laying claim to a lot of territory that was previously part of central Iraq. One of the most important of those is Kirkuk, which is in the middle of the northern oil fields.
And by the way, you're joining us today from Erbil in the Kurdish region. Obviously, today the news is happening there. But often when we speak with Western reporters in Iraq, that's where they are, because it's by far the safest part of the country for a Westerner to be in, correct?
Yes. And if I hesitate, it's only because it's also the most comfortable part of the country to be in. Let's be honest about that. It's more welcoming in many ways to journalists than Baghdad is. But Baghdad itself is not perhaps as dangerous as a lot of people think. It is still dangerous. Let's be clear about that. But yes, what the Kurds have created here is quite remarkable. They have taken control of this territory. They've had a semi-autonomous state for years, and they have turned it into probably the most prosperous and most stable part of Iraq. That is indisputable.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf in Erbil in northern Iraq. Jane, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.